I asked what had happened to Hubler. Killed at Bastogne. Poor Hubler, who got such a kick out of war, dead in the snow. And the others? Muck and his buddy Pencala, who had the deepest hole in one position, had been killed by a direct hit. Sawasco was shot through the head attacking Foy, and so on. Some replacements who had come in after Holland had also died. A lot of men had been evacuated for trench foot. Too many, McCreary thought. The platoon wasn't what it used to be. Webster thought that it was. He had followed a long and complicated route through the replacement depots to rejoin the company, a time of frustration and loneliness for him among that host of khaki-clad look-alike soldiers. Now he was home, back with 1st Platoon, back with Easy Company. It was good to be back with fellows I knew and could trust, he wrote. Listening to the chatter in the truck, I felt warm and relaxed inside, like a lost child who has returned to a bright home full of love after wandering in a cold black forest. There were missing chairs at home. They belonged to the men who had been killed, badly wounded, or had broken. But as Webster's reaction indicates, although Easy had lost many members and gained others, thanks to the former E Company officers now on battalion or regimental staff and to the non-coms, it remained an organic whole. Chapter 14. The Patrol. Hagenau, January 18th through February 23rd, 1945. In mid-January, desperate to save what they could of their men and equipment in the Bulge, the Germans launched a diversionary operation in Alsace, codename Nordwind, North Wind, in an attempt to draw American troops from the Ardennes area. As in the mid-December attack in the Ardennes, they struck a thinly held sector of the front. When Patton's Third Army left Alsace to go to the Ardennes, U.S. 7th Army had slid to its left to take over his position, as well as holding its own. When Nordwind began, Eisenhower sent the 101st to Alsace to bolster the line. When word reached the paratroopers that they were to be taken by truck to Alsace, it was accompanied by a rumor that turned out to be exaggerated. The Germans had broken through. Winter's thought was, my God, don't they have anybody else in this army to plug these gaps? It was a long trip. Alsace was 160 miles south and slightly east of Bastogne. The weather was cold and miserable, with falling snow. The roads were slippery and dangerous. The trucks proceeded at a walking pace. Men could jump off, relieve themselves, and catch up to Ribord without difficulty.